Hello again, and from me, Ian Cottier, the usual warm welcome to Time for Brass. Wherever you may be listening, worldwide, if you enjoy the sound of a brass band, this is the programme for you. And we get off to a spirited start with a march from the repertoire of the Salvation Army. It's by one of the towering figures of Salvation Army music, the late Ray Steadman Allen. The band is Black Dyke, and it's called Crown of Conquest. And that was Crown of Conquest. Well over 50 years ago, when we were living in Harlow in Essex, my wife Linda and I used to go into London to concerts and theatres. Too good an opportunity to miss. One of our favourite haunts was the English National Opera, which in those days was housed in the Sadler's Wells Theatre. Very easy of access, great repertoire, and the libretto always in English. One of our favourites, which we saw and heard more than once, was Johann Strauss's Die Fledermaus. Improbable plot, but great music. Here's the overture. Thank you.
Thank you.
For tonight's first solo, we go to the work of Stephen Roberts, a composer and arranger whose work stands very high in my popularity list, and our thanks are due to Black Dyke and Nicholas Childs for a really excellent album called Arabian Nights, a selection of the wide-ranging work of Stephen Roberts. And here's Black Dyke's Gary Curtin to play his take on the traditional melody, The Water Is Wide, a meditation on separation and exile that many a Manxman can identify with. Harry Curtin. Next up is an original work that tested fourth section bands way back in 2019. Another work that demonstrates the technical and musical mastery of Ray Steadman Allen. It's called Stantonbury Festival. Stantonbury is the name, or at least it was the name, of a village that was subsumed into the Milton Keynes new town, and the work was commissioned by Milton Keynes Borough Council. It's an invitation to the listener's imagination, as the three movements are simply called Andante, Moderato, and Allegro.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ray Steadman Allen's three-movement suite, Stantonbury Festival. And now Time for Brass moves into lyrical mode with two very lovely short pieces. First, a trombone solo, I Wish You Love, from Glasgow Co-op's Paul Kiernan, which the French singer Charles Trenet made a hit way back when. I certainly remember it when I was a school-age radio fan. And then a delightful slice of Elgar, Dennis Wright's arrangement of Chanson de Matin.
Thank you.
Chanson de Matin. For our next two choices, we move to Eastern Europe, though in very different contexts. Do you remember the film Dr. Zhivago? I do, if only because it was the first film that Linda and I tried to record on our sparkling new Christmas present to ourselves, a VHS video recorder. All went well until the three-hour tape ran out just before the end, and we had to wait several years to find out how the film ended. By then, we'd both read and enjoyed the book. Well, here's Lara's theme from that film, and to follow that, the powerful energy of the Gypsy Dance in Stephen Roberts's arrangement of Sofeska.
Thank you.
And that was Sofeska, Eastern European gypsy music as arranged by Stephen Roberts. Back now to the 1930s, the swing era, and the music of Glenn Miller. The popularity of Miller's music made it a natural for arrangements for brass band, but here's one you may not have heard before. I certainly hadn't until I heard Black Dyke play this Barry Fogarty arrangement. Only short, but it captures the atmosphere and style of the swing era perfectly. And then, as we draw towards tonight's close, another very popular nugget from the musical stage, not to mention the Liverpool terraces.
Thank you.
And that all too quickly, as usual, brings us to another evening together to the end, sharing the music that we all enjoy. All being well, Time for Brass will be back next week, so till then, from me to you and yours, it's a very good night.